This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Fan Early Morning Show. I'm Austin Bechtold with you. 20 teams have had a player win the Home Run Derby. The Pirates are not one of them. As last night, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of the Toronto Blue Jays defeated Randy Arozarena of the Tampa Bay Rays. Arozarena would have been the first ever winner from the Rays to take home the crown of Home Run Derby champion. As Arozarena went second and was creeping up on Guerrero and really had a great shot at it to try to win the Derby at the end. He ended up losing by two, had a chance in bonus time where he was starting to heat up late in his opening round, 2 minutes. The back half of his 2 minutes was really starting to find his stride with his swing. But then Arozarena went more so instead of taking his time and taking some good swings to basically just speed and rapid fire. Just throw the ball and I'm going to hit it and I'm just going to see how far I can hit it and see what happens, truly. And that hurt him a little bit. The first round of the Home Run Derby, that was nuts. We could have seen the championship of the Home Run Derby truly in the first round. Luis Robert and Adley Rutschman. The one versus the eight seed was truly the best matchup of the entire Derby. Adley Rutschman of the Baltimore Orioles, the 2019 first overall pick, hit 27 home runs. He had 13 on the year. He was the eighth seed. I even asked myself, why is Adley Rutschman participating in this contest? He doesn't have that great of power numbers. Well, his dad was pitching to him. He is from that area up in Oregon. An Oregon State product. And Rutschman was absolutely dominant in the Home Run Derby. 27 bombs. He's a switch hitter. He started and hit from the left side of the plate until his bonus time came up. And then he went, I think it was 7 of 8. He only missed one swing. That was not a home run. He switched to the right side of the plate. And Adley Rutschman, who took everyone's breath away, the 25-year-old catcher for the Baltimore Orioles, hit 27 home runs, and he made his sweet swinging time from the right side of the plate look so utterly easy. And it shows the talent that is in Major League Baseball and just how great the Home Run Derby and the MLB All-Star Game, MLB All-Star Week is. The Home Run Derby stands alone. It stands on itself. There is no comparison to the Pro Bowl in the Home Run Derby or the MLB All-Star Game. There's just not, which has turned into a flag football contest. The NHL skills competition is fine. The hardest shot competition, okay. I do like the 3-on-3 that the NHL does, but that's not traditional hockey. That's overtime hockey in the regular season. And in the NBA, the three-point competition is great, but it shares the same night with the dunk contest as well as the skills competition and other things that come with it. And then the All-Star Game the day after. And the NBA All-Star Game is basically just a dunk contest in its own right, a three-point contest mixed in with it. It's basically everything that happened the night before, except there's five guys on the court on each team. The MLB All-Star Game is different. It's pure. Well, there's times where baseball obviously was not pure in the steroid era, but you get what I mean in the sense of how Major League Baseball's game truly is a game. And the Home Run Derby on its own night and just everything that goes along with it, with guys just launching moonshot home run after home run, being able to get extra time for hitting two for 40. Julio Rodriguez hit 41 in the first round. That's the most in any round of a home run derby. Julio Rodriguez, there have been seven rounds of 30-plus home runs in the history of the derby. He has three of them. He was absolutely fantastic and insane. I thought he was going to win it. He was my pick from the start that Rodriguez was going to represent Seattle, win the derby, and it looked like he was going to be able to do so as he smoked Pete Alonso, who was going for his third title. Alonso ended up with 21 in the first round, and he was eliminated. Adolis Garcia, the Rangers, was represented. How about five Texas Rangers in the starting lineup? Something that you didn't really expect to see. It's basically the Tampa Bay and Texas show in the American League starting lineup, spread out a little bit more in the National League, but the Atlanta Braves with eight All-Stars has something to say about that. And for Vladimir Guerrero to be able to win it, if Julio would have made it, he might have been the one that was able to take the crown and defeat Randy Arozarena, who knows, but it seems like Rodriguez was gassed. But the first round is truly what everybody came to see, I would imagine. And the show that those guys put on, with Rodriguez just absolutely crushing balls, he knows the ballpark better than anybody, obviously playing there so much and playing there often. And Shohei Ohtani has previously been in the home run derby. It just shows how great the All-Star game is. Shohei will be in the starting lineup as designated hitter for the American League tonight. His stats at the All-Star break and all of baseball. He is first in home runs. He is first in slugging. He is first in OPS. First in triples. He's third in RBIs. First in hits allowed per nine inning as a pitcher. And he's fourth in strikeouts as a pitcher. And his ERA is lower than Spencer Strider's. He's the best hitter in baseball. You can't hit him. If you would trade him at the deadline, the Angels would potentially get three top prospects from somebody. And that's just for 3 months of Shohei Ohtani. And this is why baseball is great. There are a couple of guys that are hurt this year. Clayton Kershaw and Mike Trout got hurt right before the break. But there are young stars that are going to be on full display, especially guys that play on the West Coast, that it's going to be fascinating to see them on the big stage. Corbin Carroll of the Arizona Diamondbacks, the rookie and the front runner for National League Rookie of the Year with how well he's playing. Randy Arozarena, he plays in Tampa Bay. They don't even go to their own games in Tampa Bay and be able to show the fan support. Ruiz for the Oakland Athletics is one of the fastest guys overall this season. I like to see him get a little bit. And I'm not just talking about the All-Star game. I'd like to see him get some recognition just overall. Now just spitballing some other guys that maybe don't get as much credit and get as much due that are younger players that I think they really should. I'd like to see how much Henry Davis, Nick Gonzalez, and it's a big reason, a big part of it is the Pirates can just starting to shape up and get some more wins in them is to see how well they're going to be able to transition to playing more consistent big league ball and do they get recognized on the national stage? Because those are two of the guys that could be franchise-altering players for you. At least you would hope. Two former top 10 picks, Henry Davis, the number one overall pick in 2021, the same way that you hope Paul Skeens is going to be that guy and, well, what's likely going to be next year. The MLB All-Star game is just different for me. It's so much fun to watch. It's can't miss because it's the top guys going 100%, some even 110%, to show out in their sport. And it's not like that in the NFL and the Pro Bowl. It's not like that in the NBA. It's not like that in the NHL. It's different. There's no gimmicks in the MLB All-Star game. And that's just what makes it awesome. I'm Austin Bechtel with the Fan Early Morning Show. Coming up, we'll check in to see what Bob Huggins had to say at West Virginia here on Sports Radio 937 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.